Wali Muhammad is among the hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis who have fled the fighting and have ended up at a temporary camp here in Bannu.
I am living in a tent together with my wife and a child under extremely tough conditions where there's no electricity or other facilities. I've also run out of whatever cash I brought with me before leaving my home.
Wali says he was working as a private security guard back in his native village and was critically wounded 3 years ago in what he says was bombardment from the air.
As soon as planes began bombing in our area, I was already terrified, so we fled to a nearby mountain for safety. There was a curfew in the village for 3 days, and when we came down, authorities gave us just 1 day to abandon our homes and leave the area.
Pakistani authorities say they have registered nearly everyone who left their homes in North Waziristan since the army offensive began a month ago. In the government camps, authorities provide food staples and cash grants. But many people are avoiding the camps, saying their cultural restrictions bar females from public exposure. Instead, they have moved in with host families or rented houses. With food aid deliveries now going smoothly, UN World Food Programme Country Director Lola Castro says aid workers are focusing on improving care for females.
Women in these cases of displacement are the most vulnerable. They will be widowers, they will be old people, they will be women, female households with a lot of children. Those are our main interests and we want to capture all of them.
Authorities hope to have a verified count of the estimated 1 million displaced people by early August, but Castro says in the meantime there is no shortage of stocks.
USAID together with the government of Pakistan are at this moment our biggest donor. And we had the stocks in the warehouses from USAID, and also the contribution from the government of Pakistan in kind came in very timely.
Many women and children are settling into Bannu area schools, which are currently closed due to summer holidays. But the fate of these refugees after the schools reopen remains unclear, making the future even more uncertain for Wali and his family.
We do not know whether we will be able to go back, and we do not know the extent of damage the fighting has caused to our properties back in our native areas.
While the counterinsurgency operation in North Waziristan is making gains, army commanders say it is premature to say when it will be completed so displaced families can go back to their homes. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Bannu, Pakistan.